Brandon Maxwell here with another edition of Famous Quotes from Famous People. Yeah. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I want to welcome you out. If you're a returning listener, thank you for coming back. I appreciate you. Couldn't do this without you. This is all about you. It ain't about me. And my mission is to help you get what you need to get to where you got to go. That's my promise to you. Yo, I share bite-sized wisdom from the world's most successful people with the hopes that it will inspire you to go out and be great and do whatever it is that you do, that you were put here to do, and succeed. It's Black History Month, and I believe in using this platform to not only educate, but to challenge you to think outside of the box, to think differently. And today, we're highlighting Shirley Chisholm. She just has this amazing journey of overcoming lots of obstacles and just being fearless. You're going to appreciate this one. If you don't know who she is, she attended Brooklyn College and Columbia University, where she earned a master's degree in elementary education. She then went on to work in that career for some time before getting into public service. In 1968, she became the first black woman in the House of Representatives. And when she got there, she made her presence felt. She is known as the first freshman member of Congress to have a committee assignment changed by the House leadership. When she got into office, she was assigned an agricultural role of sorts, and she was like, nah, I ain't having that. I'm from Bed-Stuy. So, if that wasn't enough, Shirley wanted to continue on to do the work that she felt was important. She became a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional Women's Caucus, and in an interview in 1969, Chisholm stated that the thing she'd like to change the most is the seniority system. She said, the destiny of our country is in the hands of about 15 men. 90% of them are from the South. The country is ruled by a group of old men that make up the Southern oligarchy. That's why this country is the way it is, end quote. She also goes on to say, quote, I see myself as a potential reconciler on the American scene. Time will tell whether or not that will be so, end quote. Now, if you are thinking that you're impressed right now, just wait a second, because she ran for president in 1972. That's right. She became the first African-American woman to do so. Did you know that? And keep in mind that this was just a few short years after Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and both of the Kennedys were assassinated. So talk about having some kahunas. Woo! After retiring from office 14 years in the Congress, she was asked how she'd like to be remembered. And this is what Shirley had to say. She said, I'd like them to say Shirley Chisholm had guts, she replied. Quote, that's how I'd like to be remembered, end quote. Now, if you aren't inspired, blown away, or shocked that this woman blazed the path and kicked down some doors and made her presence known, man, I don't know what is, man. This is incredible. This is powerful. And now let me share the quote that really stuck out to me from Shirley. She said, if they don't give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair. Now, to me, that means, look, I'm going to face some adversity. I might try to sit down at a few tables where folks won't me welcome. But you know what? That's okay, because I'm going to bring my own chair. Whether it's at the boardroom, whether it's at the table where you're dining with the kings and the queens, don't forget that just because people are saying, nah, you're not welcome, doesn't mean that you can't pull up and have a seat and show them that you have value and that you will not be denied. Hey, my name is Ernie Maxwell. If you want to get your quote on the podcast, hit me right now, 833-LAX-FAMOUS. Or you can hit me on IG or Twitter. I'm at Vernon Maxwell. That's M-A-X-X-W-E-L-L. Love to shout you out, get your quote on the show. If you haven't subscribed to the best mother podcast on the planet, make sure you do that. You can find us on your favorite podcast app. And we'll see you same time tomorrow. Famous quotes, famous people, and I'm out.